prosperity is always a thing for New Year's. People wish people a prosperous New Year. So money kind of comes into the theme for a lot of the foods that people eat. So you'll find people eating greens. So a nice big leafy salad means that you're going to be prosperous for the New Year. People eat greens because they're the color of money.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So if you have a nice big leafy salad, you'll have lots of lettuce or dough or bread or something to that extent. And then beans. A lot of people in the South know the dish Hoppin John's made with black-eyed peas. And the reason there is that they believe, and you have to kind of squint really hard, but they figure that beans also resemble coins.
Oh, okay.
So that's how that got to be a tradition. In Hoppin' John, you also put in greens.
Okay.
So you've got both. You've got the coins. You've got the folding money. You know, some people will throw an actual dime into the pot. And they say that whoever finds that dime will have extra luck, and perhaps a trip to the emergency room,
right,
too. one of the ways that it got started, they believe, for the Hoppin' John, is when some Sephardic Jews emigrated to Georgia in the 1700s sometime. And it's been, for centuries, it's been a tradition for Jews to eat black-eyed peas on Rosh Hashanah. I guess the Southerners just kind of adopted that, and they've added the greens, and they also add pork, which I'm sure that the Jews did not add. But there's a reason for the pork. There are a couple of reasons. One is that it adds flavor, and the other one is that people believe that because the pig only forages forward, it does not go back. It does not go side to side. It just keeps going forward, which is a wonderful goal for the New Year's, is that you keep going forward. Grapes, especially in Mexico, at midnight on New Year's Eve, when the clock strikes 12, people will eat one grape for each stroke of the hour. And each grape, it marks a month for the coming year. And if one of those grapes is a little bit bitter, a little sour, that means that month's not going to be so great.
Hmm.
So you want to make sure that you've got some really, really ripe grapes on hand for your New Year's. And what about fish? Fish is a big thing, and especially in Germany, they'll eat carp because they believe the scales resemble what? Coins. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, squint really hard. But it's said that some not only will eat the fish, but they'll take a couple of scales and put them in their wallet to keep all year. And that means that they'll never run out of money and that they'll have a really stinky wallet.
Yeah, no kidding.
But whatever it takes, whatever you eat, Happy New Year.
Thank you very much.